Good evening and welcome to Jazz Unlimited. My name is Dennis Owsley, and tonight is our monthly Keys and Strings Hour, and also in the second and third hours, we're going to hear new music. The violin has been around in jazz since the beginning. In fact, a lot of the New Orleans early ensembles had trumpet, trombone, and violin instead of clarinet. And we're going to hear violins in the Keys and Strings Hour in combination with guitars. So one of the earliest was Eddie Lang and Joe Venuti, but we'll also be hearing Stuff Smith, Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli, and Regina Carter. So some stringy instruments are coming your way on Jazz Unlimited following NPR News. I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to Jazz Unlimited. This hour is our monthly Keys and Strings Hour. And we've got Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli, the String Trio of New York, Oscar Alleman, our own Swing DeVille, and others. And we're going to start with Joe Venuti on violin and Eddie Lang on guitar in 1926. And the tune is Stringing the Blues. Listening to the Keys and Strings Hour on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for joining me tonight for violins and guitars. And we started with Stringing the Blues, going back to 1926 with Joe Venuti on violin and Eddie Lang on guitar. We've got the String Trio of New York, Oscar Alleman, Swing DeVille, the Kronos Quartet with Jim Hall, and Regina Carter in this hour, so please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. One of the things I thought would be kind of fun would be to put a little bit more modern musicians with some of the older musicians in the same set. or next to one another. And Stuff Smith was around as a violinist and vocalist and kind of general crazy man in some ways in the 30s on. And so we're going to have him in a 1957 recording of a tune called Desert Sands. And it's his tune, I believe. Stuff Smith is on violin, and he's accompanied by Oscar Peterson piano, Barney Kessel guitar, Ray Brown bass, and Alvin Stoller on drums. Thank you. You're listening to the Keys and Strings Hour on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for joining me tonight. And we heard Desert Sands with Stuff Smith on violin, Oscar Peterson piano, Barney Kessel guitar, Ray Brown bass, and Alvin Stoller on drums. It was recorded in 1957. And the Keys and Strings Hour, or the quieter side of jazz, this month has to do with guitars and violins. We've got more Stuff Smith, and we're going to be hearing Regina Carter. And now we have a station break, and we're going to hear Hot Lips from the quintet of the Hot Club of France with Stéphane Grappelli on violin and Django Reinhardt on guitar. Also, two other guitarists, Pierre Ferret and Marcel Bianchi, and Louis Vola on bass, a 1937 recording. And then Thelonious Monk's composition, Ruby, My Dear, will be heard played by the string trio of New York with James Emery on guitar, Regina Carter on violin, and John Lindberg on bass in 1992. This is the Keys and Strings Hour on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley, and we heard a set of two featuring violins and guitars. The first one was Hot Lips with Stefan Grappelli on violin and Django Reinhardt guitar in 1937. That's the quintet of the Hot Club of France. And then Thelonious Monk's Ruby, My Dear by the String Trio of New York with James Emery on guitar, Regina Carter on violin, and John Lindbergh on bass in 1992. We have new music in the second and third hours of Jazz Unlimited. And we're going to have something by Hiromi, a new one by Renee Marie, and also a guitar player by the name of Hank Garland, who's better known as a country guitar player, but I have something that's kind of very interesting for you. So please stay tuned. Now we're going to hear a set of three. Solitude, recorded in 1937 by the Quintet of the Hot Club of France. Oscar Alemán and his group will do Caminos Cruzados, or the Crossroads, and it's got a violinist and some guitars in there. He is the guitarist in from Buenos Aires, and then Swing DeVille from St. Louis will do a tune associated with Benny Goodman, Slipped Disc. had a set of three right here on Jazz Unlimited's Keys and Strings Hour. First one was the Quintet of Hot Club of France doing Solitude from 1937. Then an Oscar Alamein group recorded in Buenos Aires in 1943 doing Caminos Cruzados. And that group had Manuel Govinovich on violin and Alamein on guitar. And then Slip Disc by our own Swing DeVille with Mark Rosillo on guitar, Justin Branham, and Matt Wyatt on violins, Gary Hunt on guitar in 2006. We've got a station break, and following the break, we're going to hear the Kronos Quartet, along with Jim Hall on guitar, doing Turn Out the Stars, a Bill Evans composition. Then we'll hear Night Falls again, Charles Fox piano, Stuff Smith violin and vocal, Bill Jennings guitar, and Wendell Marshall bass. Fox and Marshall are both St. Louisans, recorded in St. Louis in 1946. And then finally, Koth Biro, Regina Carter's Reverse Thread. And this has Will Holzhauser on accordion, Yakuba Sisko on kora, Regina Carter on violin. And it's a 2010 recording.
Thank you. surrendered. My love calls again. But where are you? I can't remember. Darkness again. Shadows of the moon start to creep in. Night falls again. I wish that you were here just to love me. Well, I'll see you in the shadows of the evening. The rose you wore upon your pretty hair, the dress you had, it was so, so becoming. But you're not there or anywhere. So my night falls again. Darkness all around me. My night falls again. I know I'll start to weep when night falls.
I'm Dennis Owsley. That concludes the Keys and Strings Hour on violins and guitars for this month. And we heard the Kronos String Quartet with Jim Hall on guitar doing Turn Out the Stars, Bill Evans' composition, and then Charles Fox, Duff Smith, and Wendell Marshall with Bill Jennings on guitar did Night Falls Again, and then Koth Bureau by the Regina Carter Reverse Thread Group in 2010. Please stay tuned for the second hour of Jazz Unlimited, and we're going to be hearing Hank Garland, who is a country western guitarist, a great one, who made some jazz albums. And here's one with Gary Burton, and the tune is called Call D Law, and it was recorded in 1960. That'll be coming your way following the station break.